Imagine a swarm of ticks just marching across your property line right here in southern Louisiana, like some tiny bloodthirsty invading army. It is a terrifying thought, but it's actually completely wrong. Today, as experts at J. Roy Pest Control, we are equipping you with the ultimate guide to eliminating ticks and really minimizing your risk. But first, we have to understand how they actually invade.
Right, because ticks are not, you know, highly mobile ground troops.
Who don't march in.
No, they don't march. They are tiny hitchhikers. They basically wait in the brush and latch onto passing animals, like deer and rodents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they ride those animals right onto your property, drop off, and then lay thousands of eggs.
And deer usually take all the blame for this, right? Especially when we talk about Lyme disease. But that's a bit of a scapegoat situation, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, deer are really just the transportation. Yeah, the white-footed mouse is actually the real culprit. They are the reservoir for the Lyme bacteria. So when baby ticks take their first blood meal from an infected mouse, that is exactly when they become carriers for life.
So if mice and deer are constantly acting as this, like, free transit system dropping ticks into the grass, how do we stop these hitchhikers from setting up a permanent camp? I mean, we can't exactly build a wall against mice.
No, you can't. But you can make the environment completely hostile to the ticks themselves, because ticks absolutely require damp, shady environments to survive.
Okay, so taking away the shade.
Right. You take that away by keeping the grass mowed short and completely removing leaf piles. But the most effective step is creating a 3-foot-wide barrier of gravel or wood chips.
Between your lawn and any wooded areas.
Exactly.
I'm guessing that's not just a physical obstacle. Is it about moisture?
Spot on. Ticks have very thin exoskeletons, so they lose moisture rapidly. A 3-foot stretch of dry, sun-baked gravel is a literal death sentence for them.
Oh, wow. So they just dry out.
Yeah, they will desiccate and dry out before they can even cross it.
Okay, let's unpack this. A 3-foot gravel moat sounds great for the yard, but we can't pave over our whole lives, you know. The second we step past that line into the woods, we lose that home field advantage. How do we protect our bodies when we actually go out into nature?
Well, it mostly comes down to wardrobe and timing. You want to wear light-colored, smooth fabrics. White or khaki makes dark ticks super easy to spot.
Yeah, the smooth fabric.
Right. Tightly woven nylon is much harder for them to physically grip than, say, a loose knit or denim. Also, you should tuck your pants into your socks. It forces them to stay on the outside of your clothes.
Fashionable. No. Functional. Yeah.
Exactly. And critically, you need to shower within 2 hours of coming indoors.
Just to wash them off.
Yeah. It washes off any unattached ticks before they can actually latch into your skin. And if you are using repellents, the data shows you should really skip the all-natural stuff. You want EPA-registered DT or Picaridin for real protection.
So your yard has barriers and you are wearing repellent, but what about your pets who roam freely through the brush? Can't we just buy one heavy-duty preventative treatment and use it for all our pets?
Oh, absolutely not. That is a vital warning for pet owners.
Wait, why not?
Well, many of the highly effective tick treatments made for dogs contain a chemical called permethrin, and permethrin is highly lethal to cats.
Why is it safe for a dog but deadly to a cat?
It comes down to biology. Cats lack a specific liver enzyme needed to break down permethrin.
Oh, I see.
So instead of processing it out, it just builds up in their system as a neurotoxin. Dogs happen to have this enzyme, so they just process it out safely. You must always use species-specific, vet-approved products.
So if permethrin is that dangerous to certain animals, broadcasting it all over the yard seems incredibly risky. How do we target the ticks without poisoning the neighborhood?
This is where one of our favorite eradication tactics at J. Roy Pest Control comes in, which is tick tubes.
Oh, tick tubes. I love this trick.
Yeah, they're basically biodegradable tubes filled with permethrin-soaked cotton.
And the mice find them.
Exactly. Mice who, remember, have the liver enzyme to process permethrin safely find these tubes and steal the cotton to build their nests.
Oh, wow. So the mice are essentially applying the tick treatment to themselves.
Precisely. The permethrin safely kills the ticks living on the rodents without harming the mice and without spraying chemicals all over your grass. It just targets the ticks right at the source.
It is a brilliant ecological hack.
Huh.
But I imagine even with smart DIY methods like tick tubes, keeping the lawn short, you know, things like that, you are still fighting an uphill battle. If a single female tick dropping off a mouse lays thousands of eggs, DIY has to be a slow, exhausting process.
It really is. I mean, if you have an established population in your yard, those incremental changes just aren't enough to catch up.
Right, you need something more.
Yeah, that is exactly why professional services from J. Roy Pest Control provide fast, state-of-the-art perimeter treatments. We can safely and efficiently eliminate those massive established populations.
Getting the numbers down to zero.
Exactly, getting the numbers down to zero so you can actually enjoy your yard again without the constant anxiety.
Which brings me to something I really want you to think about. Think about how deeply connected your backyard ecosystem truly is.
Yeah.
I mean, you might hang up a simple bird feeder just to watch the cardinals, but that feeder drops seeds.
And those seeds attract mice.
Exactly. And those mice could be the exact root cause of your entire tick infestation. It's all connected. For expert help, contact J. Roy Pest Control at 901-902-2109.